Ya ben mesela bir kuruluş kozmetik sunumu tamam. En bittiği şey Kur'an bir saat var. Zikr nasıl permanent. La yezalü lisanu ka la yezalü lisanu ka ratu min zikrillah. Ve zikr your tongue should ever remain fresh with zikr. Hayır. Permanent zikr. Not one we have to prescribe for the zikr. The sheikh prescribes the temporary 15 minutes, 20 minutes. That that is in place, but the zikr, which Allah Ta'ala commands in the Quran, is permanent zikr. It's expected the time of morning to night in all your activities, whether you're walking, sitting, working. Yeah, then I must have Allah Ta'ala's name. And then, with such constant zikr, ultimately, it gets now embedded in the heart. And the heart will always be alert. Anything which is wrong, anything which is in conflict with the Sharia, you will immediately understand it, even if you don't know it as well. Because hence the Sharia says, Istakhti halwa. Anything, seek a fatwa from the heart. Seek, if your heart is proper, if it has been, if it is adorned with zikrullah, then that heart is going to tell you what is the thing wrong. Because the Bishop has said, Al-Ismu ma'haqa fi nafsika. Al-Ismu ma'haqa fi nafsika. The sin is what agitates your conscience. It bothers your conscience. So even if a woman whose heart is purified, if he does not know the masla, there's no such a thing that he can do. Plunge into that activity recklessly. Because there will be something in you that will hold you back. And that is the conscious, iman conscious. And as that, and to develop that conscious, to imbue the heart in our taqwa, you see, that one activity, or one act, one of the requirements is permanent zikr. Not only to zikr also, permanent zikr, not only that, many other things, the heart, the eyes, control, tongue, control, especially anger, to post in anger, there's a lot of things, because the spirit says many things which are zulm to him. And now, that in addition to the zikrullah, is the islah and nafs. Nafs has to, now you have to gain control of the evil attributes. You cannot eliminate it all, but you can gain control of it and subdue it. Whenever it raises that, without difficulty, you can keep it down. The demands of the nafs. So, that thing, the nafs has to be subdued, tamed, and adorned with akhlaq hamida. Akhlaq hamida with the beautiful quality of Islam. That's the truth of moral action. You have to adorn yourself. Then, in time, a human being becomes what we call now insan now. An insan now, out developing the nafs and adorning it with the attributes of moral action, insan remains more hewan, with animal. They act according to your emotions, instinct, just like animal acts, or without any inhibition, without any breaks, or anything, just that's what comes into the nafs. So if we also do that, it must be the first thing to do. And then the zikrullah, I think, it's a great aid to purify the heart and to create ruhan, spiritual strength in a person, because Allah Ta'ala's aid comes in. And it strengthens the bond with Allah Ta'ala, with after in the constant zikrullah, it beacons the bond with the dunya. Naturally, you will feel disinclined to worldly things, worldly activities, worldly conversation, worldly company. You feel naturally become disinclined the more you engage in the Qur'an. And you will incline more to the office. So, there's nothing more beneficial for the ruh Then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, because this is the purpose of which Allah Ta'ala created us out of the whole of life. وَمَا نَخَلَقُ الْإِنْسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. I have not created man and jinn for any purpose of which Allah Ta'ala, other than my remembrance. You have to remember. So if you are not constantly in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then you are now in a zulm. That's all zulm. That is an ungraceful unto Allah Ta'ala. Because he has created you with a purpose and not fulfilling that purpose. So even your worldly activities, it must become a zikr. Your sleep becomes a zikr also. Fall asleep, you can zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Your worldly activities, if you regulate it within the framework of the Sharia, then they also continue to zikr. Then every worldly act, you know, every worldly step also, it's recorded in the book as zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That's why as well. So they couldn't receive life. Everyone who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, he is a zakir. That's not zikr. Because obedience is possible only if you remember Allah Ta'ala. If a person does not remember Allah Ta'ala, he is careless, he is not concerned, haram, halal, or this or that, what worries about him. But if he is concerned with Allah, if your mind is on Allah, then is this child? Is not child? Can I do it? Will Allah be pleased with this? Please, etc. So you see that again, all time, keep the tongue growing with the name of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala, he will make the Islam also easy. He will make the Islam easy. Struggle against Allah, but the time is something easy. No problem. Even if it's even desire, develop, same time, same time, you'll be able to beat it down.